Can you tell us a little bit about the transition from going from college basketball to college football and how that season played out for you?
Yeah, football was something that I was
Hello?
Passionate about growing up.
Julius?
Yeah.
We lost Julius! No! Oh, so, Julius, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, could you tell us a little bit about your transition from college basketball to college football and how your season went?
Yeah, football is something I was really passionate about when I was growing up. And, you know, I ended up spending some time playing basketball and got away from it and never really had that chance to get back into it. So when the opportunity came, it was something that I really jumped for. And, I came out in spring. It was a little difficult at first, just transitioning from basketball to football, but it was something I was excited about, and I felt that I could be successful with it. So, as the season went on, I started to learn more and more, and, you know, the game, it became my life, and I'm so happy ever since playing football, and I'm just really excited to really get this thing going.
How'd that play out?
Originally, I went to ask when I got as a freshman, I wanted to play both sports. So they told me then my basketball had me to play football, but they told me that if I had a red shirt left at the end of my 4 years of basketball, then I could use that and play football. So it kind of been a thing I was looking forward to all throughout college. And when the new head coach got hired, Coach Burton, you know, I jumped to the opportunity. I went to his office and I told him around December that I was looking to play football in the spring, and he told me he'd love to have me out there.
You talked about having to make the transition between basketball to football. When you first started, what were the most difficult things in that transition period, and how did you eventually work through some of those problems?
One of the most difficult things at first was just going from being, you know, a veteran at what you do. I was 4-year basketball player, senior captain. So there was really nothing that could come my way that I didn't anticipate. You know, going to being brand new at something is frustrating at times, being the freshman out there really, or the young guy, and not understanding really what's coming on and having to react to things that I didn't know to anticipate. So that was probably one of the hardest things, learning to play lower. Football is a game played lower to the ground than basketball is, so working on leverage, especially somebody my height, it was two things that, you know, I had to concentrate on.
Yeah, around here, Julius, they're probably going to refer to you as the Broncos' answer to Antonio Gates. What do you think about that? I'm sure you've heard that a lot. Is he someone you look at a lot because of his basketball background?
Yeah, besides the fact that he played basketball, he's a great tight end, and he's a guy that, you know, you can study and really start to model some of the things you do after. I take it as an honor to be included in the same sentence. A lot of guys that have played basketball and done well, and, you know, that's a standard that I want to hold for myself is being successful in making that transition. And so, you know, being compared to Antonio Gates is a great start for me, and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and work as hard as I can to make that comparison as similar as possible.
Julius, what if the Broncos told you about what your role might be here, how they're going to use you, and what are a couple of the things or aspects of your game that you really think you have to work on to make the transition now to the NFL?
I haven't really spoken with them about my role, but, you know, some things that I'm really going to have to focus on is, one, just, you know, learning the different things that you're going to need to do in the NFL. You know, it's a more complicated game coming from the scheme we played in college to the scheme in the NFL, so that's going to be my main focus early on is just learning, making sure I have everything down. And then some of the technique things that I haven't had as much as other guys have since I've only been playing for a year. So, you know, I'll get with Coach Barone. We'll start working on the technique things we need to address immediately. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we'll have a plan and we'll go about it.
Hey, Julius, two quick questions for you. Number one is, what position did you play in high school when you played freshman year?
In high school, I played strong safety and wide receiver, but that's when I actually went out for the team, but I didn't end up playing that season.
Last question is for me is how does basketball help you for football?
Well, one of the things I really think that helps me is anticipating things quickly. You know, when you play basketball, you're required to anticipate on the drop of a dime. And, you know, we learn certain things that it gives different defenders a look. I think that, you know, we're used to setting guys up, getting open, you know, working with body contact. And I think those things really help you become a natural person at giving passing lanes for the quarterback.
Bob Simmons around here, Julius, had a nice run during the Colorado glory years. How much interaction did you have with him at Portland State?
I don't know if I've had many interactions with him at all. Bob Simmons, he was at Portland State?
At Portland State, Bob Simmons?
No.
Hey, Julius, how important was the Shrine game to you in terms of getting on teams' radar screens heading into the draft?
Oh, that was huge. You know, coming from Portland State, Division I AA school, you know, not having much experience in the game, a lot of teams had question marks, you know, what can he do against top-level competition? And also, it was just, you know, it gave me 3 months to prepare for. I think that I grew a lot from, you know, our last college game to that Shrine game. And I think that it showed, it really allowed teams to see, you know, how I compete against some of the best talent and how far I've come even in those 3 months and how much I've learned in that time. So, you know, I think it really put me on the radar teams and let them know that, you know, I was a serious prospect that they should start looking into.
How much interaction did you have with the Broncos before the draft?
Oh, I probably talked to the Broncos more than I talked to any team. Coach Brown came and worked me out in Portland State. We had a great workout, great meeting, and that was really my favorite meeting with any of the teams. I talked with Coach Brown several times after that and expressed to him how much I enjoyed that meeting and how I felt that if, you know, we happened to get together, that it would be a great fit for myself. And I think that, you know, he's a coach that the way he thinks the game is exactly the way I think. And I feel like he's going to be great at helping me understand, you know, what's expected of me. And, you know, that's all you can ask for.
When was that workout?
Probably, I want to say March 16th.
Okay. So after that, did you have a feeling that, you know, the Broncos might be calling?
I mean, I was hoping, you know, you're never sure who's going to take you. And, you know, you try not to get your hopes up too much. But, you know, when people ask what team I hope to play for, it was definitely the Broncos. And I was, you know, I had my fingers crossed and I was praying I'd be a Denver Bronco next year. So I'm excited. You know, this is all I asked for.